Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A red flag warning begins at noon today and remains in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. Daytime highs approaching 65 today under mainly sunny skies. Winds out of the northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows level off around 29. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 64. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Ulua Lockwood. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Max Dutton. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office will provide an update today on its investigation into a deadly shooting involving Wichita police. An officer shot and killed a man wanted for child sex crimes on Wednesday afternoon. Police say he produced a gun when officers approached him. A Northwest Kansas teacher now facing charges of child sex crimes. Jail records show 41-year-old Jason Ostmeyer is held on aggravated indecent liberties with a child and electronic solicitation. He taught at Colby Middle School. Pam Bondi out as the U.S. Attorney General. President Trump says Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche will step in as Acting Attorney General as he seeks a permanent replacement. In Wichita, I'm Max Dutton, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Your KQNK News is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all your chemical and fertilizer needs. Work happening inside a Kansas State University physics lab is gaining national attention as researchers study motion most people will never see. Assistant Professor Meng Han has received two major honors this year, a U.S. Department of Energy Early Career Award and a National Science Foundation Career Award, placing him among a select group of rising researchers nationwide. The work focuses on an incredibly small timescale. While humans experience time in fractions of a second, Han's lab studies motion that happens in attoseconds. That's a billionth of a billionth of a second. Using ultra-fast imaging techniques, researchers are capturing how electrons move inside molecules in real time. That motion plays a key role in how molecules bond, react, and behave. One area of focus is something called chirality, or handedness, where molecules can look identical but have behave differently depending on their orientation. That difference can impact chemical reactions and even how biological systems respond. The two national awards will support different parts of the research. One focuses on understanding and controlling electron motion using advanced light pulses, while the other helps develop new tools to both trigger and measure molecular activity. The work is also creating hands-on opportunities for students, giving them experience with advanced technology and complex scientific questions. Researchers say this field is moving from theory into real-world observation, opening the door to new discoveries and potential new ways to control chemical processes in the future. 5 people died in an accident just after 1 p.m. Thursday in Hodgman County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2005 Dodge Dakota driven by Ronnie Baxler Martinez Meneses, age 48, of Garden City, was eastbound on Kansas 156, 2 miles west of Hanston. The Dakota tires traveled off the road. The driver overcorrected and spun into a westbound 2023 Ford Ranger driven by Adam William Edwards, age 45, of Garden City, in the westbound lane. Edwards and passengers in the Dakota, including 29-year-old Brianna Mae Catherine Kaufman, a 7-year-old boy, a 5-year-old boy, and a 3-year-old girl, all of Garden City, were pronounced dead at the scene and transported to Beckwith Mortuary. EMS transported Martinez Meneses to Wesley Medical Center. The adults were not wearing seatbelts, and the 3 children were not in safety seats, according to the KHP. In Nebraska news, early Thursday, law enforcement was searching along the Platte River between Overton and Lexington after a trooper conducted a routine traffic stop. Near mile marker 244 near Dogwood State Wildlife Management Area, but the driver fled south on foot toward the Platte River. Nebraska State Patrol Troop D Captain Tyler Schmidt says around 8:30 a.m. law enforcement set up a perimeter in an attempt to reconnect the driver, but were unsuccessful. The subject was a male of medium build with short black hair, wearing a green jacket, white undershirt, and khaki or yellow pants. Captain Schmidt says NSP worked with the Dawson County Emergency Manager, Brian Wolt, to do a radius search. As of early Thursday afternoon, law enforcement had not reestablished contact with the driver. Captain Schmidt stressed that there is no threat to the public. He says troopers have gone back into regular patrolling since then, so they're back to their regular duties. The Franklin County Sheriff's Office says emergency personnel responded to a structure fire reported in Franklin around 1:45 p.m. Wednesday. Sheriff's deputies and Franklin Fire and Rescue were dispatched, with Quad Cities Fire dispatched for mutual aid. Fire units were on scene within 2 minutes. The Sheriff's Office says the fire was mostly contained to the garage of the home, and fire crews had it under control within 45 minutes of the initial report. They say the residents of the home were evacuated and no injuries were reported. The Nebraska State Fire Marshal's Office is investigating the fire. The garage is a total loss, and the main structure sustained smoke damage. Departments responding and assisting Franklin were Riverton Fire, Napanee Fire, Upland Fire, Campbell Fire, Minden Fire, Axtell Fire, and Wilcox Fire. I'll be back with more news after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Two suspects connected to the January 2025 death of a 17-year-old from Plainville have entered plea agreements in Rooks County District Court. Walter V. Lowry II, age 40, pleaded no contest to felony aggravated endangerment of a child and waived his right to a preliminary hearing. Court records indicate the teen had been left on a rural county road late at night in freezing temperatures, wearing minimal clothing and reportedly intoxicated. The teen later died from hypothermia. A judge indicated Lowry is expected to have a criminal history score in the highest level. Under the plea agreement, he faces the maximum sentence of 46 months in prison, with credit for time served already. A second defendant, 24-year-old Bailey Jo Lepper, reached a separate agreement. Her original charge of aggravated endangerment of a child was amended to interference with law enforcement, a non-person felony, after investigators say she made false statements in connection to the case. Depending on her criminal history, Lepper could face anywhere from probation to a possible prison sentence. She's also facing separate drug charges in Ellis County, where a plea agreement could result in probation. As part of her release conditions, she's been ordered to live in a recovery residence and participate in outpatient substance abuse treatment. Sentencing dates have not yet been set in Brooks County case. A third defendant, 41-year-old Serena Barnhill of Natoma, is also charged with felony aggravated endangerment of a child. Her preliminary hearing is scheduled for mid-May. A middle school teacher in Northwest Kansas is under investigation for alleged sex crimes. Police booked 41-year-old Jason Ostmeyer into the Thomas County Jail on requested charges of aggravated indecent liberties with a child, fondling a child 14 to 16 years of age, and indecent liberties with a child in electronic solicitation. Ostmeyer is being held on a $100,000 bond, according to online jail records. According to the USD 315 website, Ostmeyer is a science teacher at Colby Middle School. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather's being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Your Easter weekend forecast includes a chance of sprinkles between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. today, patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 65. Breezy with a north wind at 15 to 25 miles per hour, becoming west in the afternoon, winds could get as high as 35 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 29, blustery with a northwest wind at 15 to 20 miles per hour, some gusts could reach 30 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny with a high near 64, breezy with a northwest wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusts could get as high as 30 miles per hour. Saturday evening, mostly clear with a low around 29, north wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming light and variable after midnight. Sunday, Easter Sunday, looks like it should be sunny with a high near 71, winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour, becoming north in the afternoon. Sunday evening should remain mostly clear with a low around 34. I'll be back with more weather after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Monday's forecast is mostly sunny with a high near 58 and breezy. Tuesday, there is a chance of rain and snow showers before 1 p.m., then a slight chance of rain showers, partly sunny with a high near 68, breezy, and the chance of precipitation is up to 30% on Tuesday. Wednesday remains sunny with a high near 83 and breezy, and Thursday, a 50% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 63 and breezy. Currently at the Norton Airport, it's fog, mist, and breezy. The temperature is 41 degrees with a wind chill of 31 degrees. The humidity is at 100%. Wind speeds out of the north at 24 miles per hour and the barometric pressure is at 29.78. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Buzzer beater savings are here. Now through April 30th, take your shot with rates as low as 5.25% APR on vehicles 2015 or newer, with terms up to 72 months. So don't wait. Call, stop in, or apply today to score big with United Northwest Federal Credit Union today. Terms and conditions apply. United Northwest Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. The Kansas Jayhawks women's basketball program picked up national recognition Thursday as freshman forward Julia Davis and junior guard Samaya Nichols were both named WBCA All-America Honorable Mention. The honor announced in Phoenix by the Women's Basketball Coaches Association recognized standout players across Division I, with just 38 athletes earning honorable mention status nationwide. For Nichols, it marks her second straight WBCA honorable mention selection, adding to an already decorated career that includes multiple All-Big 12 first team honors and National Award watch lists entering the season. Meanwhile, Davis makes her mark as a freshman, continuing Kansas's trend of producing nationally recognized talent. The Jayhawks have now had a WBCA All-America honorable mention selection in four consecutive seasons, further cementing the program's rise on the national stage. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton, or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.